After the last couple of shiurim, a lot of people are asking to please define clearly how does this idea of spreading Moshiach and the Rebbe being Moshiach, how does this fit with the words that the Rebbe spoke about Mivtza Moshiach? The Moshiach has to be Ba'ifin HaMiskabel, in a way that it's accepted. So before I deal with the actual question, I want to first make sure that we understand the quote and in what context that quote was said. Sometimes we can just take words out and the words are there, but if you don't understand the context, it's like so in saying that there's a mitzvah to serve chas v'sholim, avodah zara, because it says yielcha lekim achedim alponai. Yeah, there also says lo yielcha. But if you actually want to know, do these words say in the Torah? It says it. But if you don't know the words that it says before, the words after, you lose the entire context of what we're talking about. So in what context were the words Oifen HaMiskabel actually used and said? So I'm going to read to you, it's a paragraph in the Sikha of Chayesora Tov Shinum Beis, which that year, that was the Kinnos HaShluchim, where the Rebbe spoke about the whole campaign of the Shlichus of our time to get the world ready, L'Kabolas Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu. And the Rebbe says the following statement, U'Bepashtus Meintos, in simple terms, this is what it means, as from the Kinnos HaShluchim, from this Kinnos HaShluchim, that Min Kuminun Lahavi Achotis Toivis, we have to come out and have good resolutions. The other shliach darf sich allein zugreiten, how a shliach has to prepare himself. Und zugreiten al yidim bim koim ubir, in addition to getting his entire community and city, place, ready. Zum kabel sein pnei Mashiach tzidkenu, to be mekabel Mashiach. How do you do that? Durch them through this. Was er is mazber, the minion for Mashiach, he explains the concept of Mashiach, the way it's explained in Teresh Bechsav, Teresh Balpeh, in a way that it's accepted to each person according to their seichel, especially through the learning of Anyonim Gul Moshiach in a way of Chochma, Bina, and Das. By now, just hearing these words, something should become and should be very, very clear. That Oifen HaMiskabel is not a term in where the Rebbe is using that as a question of if, rather it's a question of how. Meaning like this, sometimes we have a question if something is going to happen, whatever that thing may be. It's an if. Then there's a different type of a question. We know a certain thing is going to happen. How are we going to make it happen? There's no longer a question of if. It's only a question of how. Right? It's two different questions. Regarding the spreading and koching zich in Moshiach, the if, there are no exceptions. As a matter of fact, that's actually the next two lines of the Sikha, where the Rebbe says, when Ayoy says, "Das is the avoid from this man," being that this is the avoid of the time, is move on as does the Shaykh to Yedriyidin on Oisnam Klal. Therefore, it's connected and it's pertinent to every single Yid without exception. So, the if, there's no conditions in if. Every single person is responsible to learn and spread and get people ready for Mashiach. So Oifen HaMiskabel is only a term where the Rebbe is putting a guideline in the how. And why? Because when it comes to tefillin, it's equal by everybody. What do you want from that person? You want that person to put on tefillin. There's no different tefillin if you're in a fancy city or a simple city or in the suburbs or in the fields or in the hick towns. The tefillin is the same. It's mifta tefillin. Mifta mezuzah. It's the same mezuzah, and you're going to do the same thing whether you're in France Whether you're in Antarctica, you find the Yiddish house. Wherever you may be, the Miftza Mezuzah is the same. When it comes to Mashiach, it's very, very different. Mashiach is a Miftza where you're trying to get a person to intellectually grasp and internalize a concept. He has to really understand that Mashiach is coming, and he has to get ready to be Mekabel Mashiach. What does it mean to be Mekabel Mashiach? He has to be ready to adjust his behavior to prepare for the arrival of Mashiach. When I tell you that the king is coming, or a very important guest is coming, what am I really telling you? I want you to understand and therefore be on your best behavior, to dress properly, to make sure the place is clean, right? The knowledge of this person is coming. What does it mean I'm going to greet this person? I'm going to put on my best clothes. I'm going to speak, act on my best behavior. And I'm going to make sure that I make the best impression. That's what it means that I am ready to greet the Choshevus visitor. And in essence, when we're telling a Yid to get ready for Mashiach, we're really asking that person to make major adjustments in their life. Because you can't accept the king when you're playing in the mud. You're asking that person to really change themselves and prepare themselves in a way which is befitting the greeting and accepting of the greatest visitor, the greatest guest, and really the greatest host of all time, Melech HaMashiach. So therefore, the way you speak to the person is vital, because it's not so much what you're telling the person as much as what they are hearing, because you're expecting them to change based on the information. If they don't understand what you're saying, even if you're saying the greatest things and the truest things and the most important things, but if the person that's listening doesn't understand what you're saying, chances are that they're not going to change themselves to get ready to greet Mashiach, because they didn't hear that in your words. If you say greet Mashiach and they think Mashiach is a bowl of soup or a restaurant or a new sports team, they're not exactly sure what they are greeting, so not exactly sure how they're supposed to behave. So the first thing we have to do is be able to, the person has to actually understand what Mashiach is. And therefore, the Rebbe is giving us a guideline that he's telling us in advance that each community is going to be different. If you have people which are more simple, so they have to hear stories about Mashiach, they have to know. Then let's say you meet a more person that's more learned, but he's not yet involved in Mashiach, and he thinks that Mashiach is not a Yiddish concept, that it's not a Jewish idea. Then you start learning with him the Gemaras and Midrashim about Mashiach. Another person just wants to hear what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. Another person wants to learn the Rambam. What can I do to identify Mashiach? It's each person in a way that you have to enter their minds. And being that the objective and the goal is to reach that person and to really get into their brain, and therefore the brain should affect their heart and their machshava, dibur and maisa. So oifen ha-miskabel is not a question of if. Oifen ha-miskabel is a question of how. It's a method. How are you supposed to teach Mashiach? Make sure that you're not just teaching. You have to make sure that they are learning. Because sometimes I could be standing here, like right now, and I could be teaching, but that doesn't mean that anyone is actually learning. It's two different inyonim. There's Momaila Lamata, we can be doing purification of the ear. Tahana Sa'avir, Tanya Balpeh. You know, sometimes we do amazing things to purify the ear. That doesn't necessarily mean that the person that's listening understands what you're saying. With Mashiach, we can't afford to do just Tahara Sa'avir. Miftza Mashiach has to be something that people can actually grasp and understand. And everyone on their Indian, and the best way to do that is by learning with them from the sources. In Torah Shebichsav, in Torah Shebalpeh. And this way, figure out a way where each person can accept and internalize Mashiach. So again, and to repeat for the last final time. Oifen HaMiskabel is not a question of if everyone has to be involved in Mifsa Mashiach. It's only a question of how. The way to do Mifsa Mashiach is in a way that it's Oifen HaMiskabel, in a way that each person, therefore each person is different, and you talk about Mashiach with each person in a different way, in a way that they can understand.